from letters written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. One's vote should be kept confidential. It is not permissible to make any reference whatsoever to individual names. The friends must avoid the evil methods and detestable practices of the politicians. They must turn completely to God, and with a purity of motive, a freedom of spirit, and a sanctity of heart, participate in the elections. Otherwise, the outcome will be chaos and confusion. Serious difficulties will ensue, mischief will abound, and the confirmation of God will be cut off. Let them exercise the utmost vigilance so that the elections are carried out freely, universally, and by secret ballot. Any form of intrigue, deception, collusion, and compulsion must be stopped and is forbidden. The strength and progress of the Baha'i community depend upon the election of pure, faithful, and active souls. Canvassing is deprecated. The electors must prayerfully and devotedly, and after meditation and reflection, elect faithful, sincere, experienced, capable, and competent souls who are worthy of membership. In regard to your question about qualifications of delegates and assembly members, the qualifications which he outlined are really applicable to anyone we elect to a Baha'i office, whatever its nature. But these are only an indication. They do not mean people who don't fulfill them cannot be elected to office. We must aim as high as we can.